Thank you. Unfortunately, I don't really speak French, so I will do my presentation in English, if this is fine. As you were told, I come from Bahrain. It's a very small country in the Middle East. And for 8 years, me and my friends, we were developing websites that deal with the human rights of ethnic and religious minorities in the Middle East. A lot of them are censored, and today I will speak about two of our projects that are most recent. So as you know, recently there have been a lot of protests in the Middle East, but this is not anything new for us. Since we were young, there were always the protests happening. And thankfully, because of the internet, it became very easy for us to share information about the protest without facing censorship. And also it allowed us to speak to everyone else around the world about human rights issues, which in the traditional media, it's not possible because a lot of it is owned by the government. So we only had to rely on the internet in order to share our information. So in 2009, we had an idea. This was before the Arab Spring happened, and it was the fact that at that time we had Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and the information about the protests and human rights was very disorganized. For example, you take a picture and you post it on Twitter, maybe 5 or 10 people see it, and then it becomes lost in the archives. And the journalists have a hard time finding the images, the videos, so we developed a tool called Crowd Voice. And as you can see here, Crowd Voice collects all the information from around the web. So if you post something on YouTube, on Twitter, a link on your website, automatically it gets curated by this program that we created. And as you can see, first of all, we developed it only for the Middle East. But we saw a big demand in places like Mexico and Brazil, Indonesia. They also had very big human rights movement, and they wanted to use this this program. So how it works is you see here, these are some links, some videos, some pictures. On the right side here, there's a timeline. So for example, you're a journalist and you want to see exactly which picture, which video was published last year at the same time. You can find it very easily. Without registering, anyone can become a moderator, so you can curate this. You can help us verify this information that gets published here. Also, you can filter the type of content. You can, for example, these are just the videos. As you can see here, many of the videos are written only in Arabic. So that shows that when you actually search in YouTube for Bahrain protests, only you see 5 or 10% of what gets actually published there. So this program, we developed it so we can help journalists and bloggers and people around the world find this information easily. Here, for example, you can see some mapping tools. This is a map of Kurdistan where there's also a lot of protests that happen, especially in Turkey. Here, you can see the topics all around the world, and you can see there's places. Actually, we are censored in two countries, Bahrain, where I'm from, and also in Yemen, until they overthrew the government there, and then we became available again in the country. So here you can see some journalists, how they were using Crowd Voice to find the content during their live updates. You can see here in the UN, Al Jazeera, and The Guardian. So it can facilitate the process of finding the information more easily. Here you can see, this is one of our partner organizations. Actually, the person who developed it developed the tool that allows some people to access the website that are censored in some countries, including in Yemen. So he helped us make Crowd Voice available in Yemen again when they censored it. And you can see that we have also widgets that some people, they post in the news websites to help them find videos that go together with the news stories. This is just to show you the next version of Crowd Voice, which we're developing. This is not live, this is just a concept. And as you can see, with Crowd Voice, you know, you have all of this information, but it's very difficult to make sense of this information unless you're an expert in this topic. So instead of going to the Bahrain page and just seeing protests and not really understand the history or what's going on in the country, this will give you a better idea of what's happening, and you can see the percent of how many people are protesting, graphs and things like that, which we're developing in the moment. Here's another view. And also we're so that you can tag and find information even more easily after this. CrowdVoice is actually open source. Finding it is very difficult. We don't have much finances. So you can see here that it doesn't have to be used only for human rights. Here is an example of it being used for sports. And sometimes the developer, even though it's open source, sometimes to customize it, they will pay us. They will pay us as the developers, and we will build it for them, and then we use the money to pay for the hosting, for example, and things like this for CrowdVoice, just so we can sustain the development for it. So CrowdVoice actually gave us another idea, which was we saw that there were protest movement happening, and a lot of it was music-related. So we saw a lot of people actually resorting to metal music, punk, you know, hip-hop, and a lot of rappers actually were being arrested in places like Morocco, Tunisia, Kurdistan, and other places. So we developed a platform called MediaStunes.com, Music for Social Change. And here now we have bands in the Middle East that are usually face censorship from the government. And if you can go here, you'll be able to find musicians around the region who use music as a tool for politics, for freedom of expression, for religious rights, and to talk about things that are actually very controversial. Here is another view. You can see bands, and if you log in, you can create your own collection. You have suggestions, and this is just to make it a lot easier for not just in the Middle East, but even people here to find information through music. Here is another example, and all of them are very good, actually. They're really professional bands, even though they're all underground, so they're not mainstream. So this is a very big movement that has been happening, not just in the past 2 or 3 years, but for the past 25 years in the Middle East, that people use music as a tool for self-expression to bypass the censorship from the government. And as you can see, also the media can use platforms like MediaStunes to find the information, and then these musicians become more internationally recognized, and everyone becomes aware of their message. And here you can see examples from the international media that covers the platform. This is our iPhone application. So if you have an iPhone, you should download it. The music is really excellent and also very inspirational. So you can go here, and it just helps you find these bands easily. Our biggest collections is in Iran and in Palestine. We have a growing collection of bands from Kurdistan. On a final note, this is our last application. Also related to CrowdVoice, we found that people wanted to see the faces behind the revolutionary movements, not just now, but in the past 100 years. So we're developing this iPad application that gives you the information about people who were leading social movements in the past 100 years. Some of them are very good, some people are very bad, actually. So you can see both examples of human rights activists, but also examples of dictators. So we can learn from all kinds of examples. And you can see here at the bottom, there's a timeline. So it starts, and it's within 100 years. Actually, it's within 112 years, because we included some stuff in more recent history. But these are the individuals who sometimes we read about and we forget about. So this helps us collect this information easily. There's an audio function, and you can hear the speeches of these individuals. Here you can find some tags. When you click on a tag, you see other people that are related to that person. Also, in the timeline, you can find here some of the most recognized revolutions in the world to help you find this information easily. So actually, the internet has a wealth of information today, and hopefully there will be more and more tools available for people like us to provide more, even more information through cell phones, through internet, and through other things. The problem is organization is very difficult. For me, in 8 years we have been doing this, a lot of the time we publish something and then we just see it disappear because there's just so much happening online. So this is one of our efforts also. Here's another example. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.